Good evening, everybody. This is Eric Bailey, broadcasting live from the Eric Bailey Blog Podcast. It has been a very long time since I've given you an installment. It's really interesting because the last two installments were pretty much a podcast about my mom and a podcast about my father. So, you know, kind of keeping the family ties together. Interesting. But we're probably going to go in a completely different direction today. I remember when I first started this thing, it was just a really cool idea to just go ahead and start. You know, it grew into not a whole lot. It's like getting a chia pet, and basically the way it starts off is you have these really cool, you have all these really cool ideas for what your chia pet's going to be, and it grows a little bit, and then you kind of stop paying attention to it, and then it just stops. That's pretty much what this podcast has been, but it's been great. Been busy doing a lot of other things, mostly what's occupying a lot of my time is the NBA playoffs. It was really exciting. I don't get to watch a lot of basketball, but I did watch a couple of games over the weekend leading up to tonight. I saw sprinkles here and there of Knicks-Cavs. I watched a lot of Kings-Warriors, and I just finished up just right now watching the Grizzlies-Laker game. And all three were interesting. I'll go ahead and start with the teams that I don't really I don't too much care about. I've never really followed the Eastern Conference playoffs. I just don't. There really aren't any teams in the East that I really care about. And even if there were, I guarantee you, the Knickerbockers or the Cavaliers, neither of those teams would be on that list, even if I did. So there's that. But, you know, for the New York Knicks to be the New York Knicks, for them to be the premier franchise in the NBA, playing in one of the most recognizable arenas, it's finally good that they finally have something. So that's great. I'm extremely happy for them. I don't really care. If you're a Knicks fan, great. If you're a Cavs fan, also not great. I'm not sure. I expect that Donovan Mitchell will probably take that series back to Cleveland and make a statement because he is a premier player. I really like watching him play. It'd be really cool to see the Knicks get to the second round, because I don't think the Knicks have been like anything relevant since, I mean, you got to go all the way back to like Sprewell, Houston, Camby, you know, like you got to go back to like the lockout season. Last time the Spurs were, I mean, when they played the Spurs, the last time the Knicks were like relevant, like I said, you got to go back to that, you know, lockout season. So that's a tough one. So it'd be great to see New York kind of back, you know, into relevance. I was a huge Julius Randle fan when he played for the Lakers, simply because it was really interesting to see what the team was going to do post-Kobe era. And it seemed like they got like a really good core of young guys that really enjoyed playing with each other. And they were also terrible enough to where the tickets were affordable. And, you know, I went to a lot of Laker games when it was, you know, Julius Randle, you know, D'Lo, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr. They were just fun to watch, and it was relatively cheap to watch. So I enjoyed that. But, you know, if New York advances to the second round, great. If they don't, honestly don't care. I did watch a little bit of the Warriors game yesterday. I watched the tail end of it, and I was really hoping that Harrison Barnes hit that three towards the end. simply because I don't think the Warriors deserved to win that game. They are not playing like defending champs that are playing against a capable and talented but inexperienced playoff team. You know, you really shouldn't be struggling at home with a team that still kind of is their pupils really haven't dilated yet to the headlights that they're in. So the simple fact that you know, that game was as close as it was, there were a couple of key mistakes down the stretch that, you know, if you're going to make a legitimate charge and a legitimate run to defend your title, you're definitely not showing signs of it there. But the thing is, a win's a win. Whether you win by 1 point or 30, it still gets noted as a win. But you definitely don't want to see those kind of struggles in the first round of the playoffs, especially, you know, with it being tied 2-2. It'll be tough. I want to spend a lot of time on this Laker game, though, simply just because I've been a Laker fan since as far back as I can remember. I remember having a champion Magic Johnson jersey back when he came back in, I want to say it was 95, and it was literally one of my most prized possessions. But like I said, been a Laker fan my entire life. And seeing this team struggle the way it did at the beginning of the season, and seeing what they were able to do mid-season, shuffle some things around with trades, they became the seventh seed, but it's a very unconventional seventh seed where, you know, a lot of the benefits that they have now were kind of acquired in the middle of the season. So they kind of made that last minute push. It'll be interesting to see what they do with this, because if I'm not mistaken, the last time that the Lakers were the seventh seed and took a 3-1 lead, it didn't pan out very well, and I'm not trying to jinx that. I think that the team that is put together now is far more talented, and probably won't let anything like that happen. Then you also have Memphis, who isn't a team that is very well established when it comes to playoff wins. So it'll be really interesting to see what the next game entails. I want to give a lot of credit to LeBron James. I don't normally give a lot of credit to the game that is LeBron James, simply because, I'll admit it, I have a bias. I grew up watching Kobe Bryant, and that is my that's where I set the rubric for excellence. And it's really hard for me to let anything else like that in. I'll admit that. But watching the way that he took that game over, watching what he was able to do, get to spots on the floor when he wanted to get there, making defensive plays at the time where not only was it effective, but it sends a message that and the message is pretty much, if I want to win this game, I am going to win this game. I am going to take this victory, and it's up to you to take it from me. So that was great to see a player that is 38 years old still doing it at the level in which he's doing it. Is it like 2010 LeBron James? It's not 2010 LeBron James, but I mean, hey, 2023 LeBron James isn't terrible at all, you know. But that said, you know, it was just really interesting to see how you know, a player can literally just say, I am going to make the decision that I am getting to this spot. I am going to that spot. I am going to beat you to the basket and make the shot that you're putting up completely difficult. So it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool. sorry, I'm pausing for a break because, again, I don't think that I've sat and talked this long uninterrupted by myself in a very long time. Not that I don't love the sound of my own voice. It's just been a while. But anyways, it was just exciting to watch. There are a couple of takeaways wasn't a huge fan of. I don't remember exactly when it was in the fourth quarter, but LeBron taking Ja Morant's charge. I really got to say, I'm not a huge fan of his style of play in terms of body control. Like, man, you got to learn how to navigate your body a little bit better. I mean, I think that his takeoff was so far away from the basket that it was kind of hard to really understand what the tactic was there. But you really got to make sure that you're protecting your body. You really got to make sure that you are committing to plays that aren't going to go as south as that one did. Cause I mean, you're risking a lot of serious injury. But the thing is, you know, until you kind of learn if this gets taken away from me, what else are my options? So it always helps to explore the footwork, but we'll see what happens. I might do an update for game 5. Or there just might be something else that I come across. It's just been a while, so I kind of just wanted to blow the dust off of it. I'm trying out a new headset, so I don't exactly know what that's going to sound like. I'm probably going to play around with Audition to kind of, you know, maybe do a jingle or a theme song, if you will. And then we'll go from there. But, you know, just wanted to share some thoughts about, you know, sports. Not that, you know, like this is a unique idea, but just wanted to share some thoughts about that. And we're going to delve into that a little bit later. The audition stuff, and then we'll see what comes from there. But just wanted to get something out there and look forward to hearing your thoughts about it. So I'm on Instagram at Eric Bailey Blog. It's all one word. Same thing for Facebook and also Twitter. Twitter is still a thing. It's barely still a thing, but it's hanging in there. I am definitely not blue checkmarked, so you get what you get. But like I said, feel free to chime in. You know, all 58 people that have ever listened to this thing, and I don't even know if that's collectively. I don't know if it's just one. I don't know how many of those are my plays. But like I said, the thing is, reach out. You know, all social media outlets is at Eric Bailey Blog. Give me your thoughts.